How to use the laser scanner in your pocket. If your idea of a laser scanner is a camera-like device mounted on a tripod, a device that is ungodly expensive, a la Hexagon or Faro system, you may be surprised to learn you have a laser scanner in your pocket. That is if you have an iPhone 12 Pro, iPad Pro 2020 or later models. Apple has shrunk LiDAR to fit into late model iPhone or iPads. LiDAR, short for light detection and ranging, works by emitting light, radiation, and calculating the distance by the time it takes to receive its bounce, resulting in points on a subject a known distance and direction from the source. But the difference between Apple's implementation for consumers and professional application of LiDAR are remarkably different. For one thing, Apple's LiDAR does not have an accuracy. Measurements are plus or minus 1 inch. It can't scan very far either. Its range is limited to about 5 meters. It was useful for measuring my garage. It was useless for measuring the width of an ice hockey rink. How does LiDAR work? Timing the round trip of light from objects meters away takes a very precise stopwatch, or 3.38 seconds for an object 5 meters away. Sending a series of laser pulses scanning horizontally and vertically produces many points in space. Professional LiDAR systems have a laser rotating about a horizontal axis, moving the laser up and down, while simultaneously spinning it about a vertical axis for a 360 degrees panorama. This requires many moving parts and precise tolerances. By comparison, the LiDAR system in the iPhone has no moving parts and its field of view, FOV, is limited. Apple's LiDAR is not to be confused with its true depth sensor, which sends a single pulse of infrared light and is used for mapping your face to let you log in. Velodyne, the leader in professional LiDAR systems, maker of the coffee-can-sized rotating scanners on autonomous test vehicles and robotaxis, uses a mirror to direct the laser up and down while rotating the laser about the vertical axis. It can cost $75,000. And you thought the iPhones were expensive? Clearly, if LiDAR is to be considered practical for consumer and industrial use, it has to have less moving parts and be smaller and cheaper. Early days, self-driving cars. You might consider Microsoft's Kinect, launched 2010, a first in LiDAR-like implementation for consumers. This gaming system was only able to distinguish an object's depth within 1 centimeter and its height and width to within 3 millimeters and yielding blurry images. But if all that was needed was to detect gross human movement to let you play virtual tennis or golf, a blurry image is sufficient. In 2020, Apple proudly unveiled the iPhone 12 Pro with built-in True LiDAR. Gamers were quick to adopt LiDAR, but most everyone else wondered what it was good for. Those used to professional LiDAR saw no comparison with Velodyne-type systems that were able to generate point clouds and see off to the horizon. But Velodyne, the leading maker of professional LiDAR systems, was under considerable price pressure. The automobile industry and automotive startups in particular were demanding the accurate sensing only LiDAR can provide. Only a few luxury automobiles could absorb the cost of all the sensors full level 5 autonomy requires. By 2020, a panoply of smaller, less expensive LiDAR units had emerged from IBO, Sense, and Ouster. Professional apps that use Apple LiDAR. A small number of useful tools has emerged that use Apple's LiDAR for professional use. The timing could not have been better, as I am in the process of renovating my garage and kitchen. An interior designer has been retained. "We use CAD," said the interior designer. Armed with a CAD designer and a tape measure, she delivered a PDF of a floor plan a month later. A little behind the state of the art, I thought, but an improvement over a room addition that went up a few years ago without even a sketch. A floor plan as if by magic. So imagine my delight in finding my heat plan, which after a free download from the Apple Store, let me produce a floor plan simply by walking around and pointing to walls and corners with my iPhone camera. Admittedly, the first attempt missed a corner and made a triangular office, but the second attempt made a perfectly rectangular, dimensioned, accurate floor plan in about 15 minutes. It had taken our interior designer team an hour to measure the room and several more hours to make a CAD drawing. In the hands of an expert, it took only 7 minutes to map out a furnished office, as claimed on the MahiPlan website. Sightscape. Sightscape was one of the first applications that used LiDAR from an iPhone. Sightscape came to our attention after its acquisition by Faro. Sightscape uses a combination of photogrammetry to provide a visual image and LiDAR to provide accuracy. The app can export in several point cloud formats but does not make surface models or extract objects automatically, such as vector lines or walls. Canvas. Canvas of canvas.io is another measurement app that lets you use the LiDAR on the Apple devices and can export CAD and BIM models. Canvas makes 3D models for free by scanning a room with a late model iPhone device. While the 3D model can be a little splotchy, more like an impressionist painting than high-resolution still or video, it is still a big improvement over the jumbled mess that is a point cloud. It is measurable, unlike the 3D photos made using photogrammetry exclusively. And, very importantly, it is free. You will have to pay, per square foot, an odd pricing model for SaaS but fitting of the industry, for PDF, 2D CAD or BIM models that Canvas promised to deliver in 24 hours. Canvas was not tested for this article, Polycam. Polycam claims to be the most popular LiDAR scanning app in the Apple Store. Polycam also combines photogrammetry with LiDAR. LiDAR and photogrammetry have different strengths and complement each other really nicely, says Elliot Spellman, co-founder of Polycam. While LiDAR is incredibly fast and great for scanning spaces, photo mode can capture objects with wonderful detail and precision. Polycam was not tested for this article. AI sees things. Mahi planned Sitescape, Canvas and Polycam are to be commended for making LiDAR accessible and useful, allowing the accuracy of LiDAR to be put to immediate use, saving chunks of time in the workflow, rather than disrupting a workflow. Waving and clicking on an iPhone to make floor plan fits neatly into an existing interior design workflow, whereas professional laser scanning could blows up the workflow. The use of AI, such as with Sitescape, is also welcome as it can recognize walls, windows, doors from a camera view.